ಓಕೆ, ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಪೂರ್ಣ. ಎಷ್ಟು ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ಡ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಶ್ರೀಪಾದ ರಾಮಾನುಜಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಬರ್ಡ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಮಹಾಪೂರ್ಣ. ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಸಾ, ಐ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಕಲೆಕ್ಟ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವೆದರ್ ಯು ದೇ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್, ಮಹಾಪೂರ್ಣ ಕೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮಾನುಜಾಚಾರ್ಯ. He stayed in the house of Ramanuja. Ramanujacharya was very happy that my guru is staying in my house. Then what happened? Okay. They went. Then now what did Ramanuja do? Okay. So now you know until Ramanuja took sannyas, right? So we stopped there, right? All these acharyas, they take sannyas for the welfare of everyone. You know, a devotee, if he sees someone is in trouble, he feels very bad. For a materialistic person, if he sees someone is in trouble, very good, he should get more trouble, you know. That is what he will feel, right? But devotee, he has compassion for, he is paradukha dukhi. That is, if he sees someone is sad, now tell me this again. A devotee is a paradukha dukhi.
A devotee is a paradukha dukhi.
That is, if he sees someone is sad, he feels sad. Okay, but if another materialistic person, he is paradukha sukhi, he will be only happy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama.
Hare Krishna.
A materialistic person is paradukha sukhi. He feels, a materialistic person, he feels only happy if someone is in trouble. Someone is saying, hey, somebody, they are having more trouble. This is how a materialistic person is. So, Ramanujach, all these acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, you know Srila Prabhupada, when he would travel through cars in different places, when he would see people suffering, he would have tears in his eyes. He would cry. Why? He'll say, because see, these people are not taking to Krishna. So, he was seeing how much they will suffer in their future. If you don't take the names of Krishna, if you don't take the names of the Lord, then what will happen? You won't have a peaceful life. You will have only a peaceful life when you will take the names of the Lord every day. So, this Ramanujacharya accepted sannyas. He wore saffron clothes now. Up till now he was wearing grahastha clothes, white clothes. Now he wore saffron clothes. He took sannyas in front of Sri Varadraj. Then, there is one more pastime of Mahapurna. After many years, in this course, I will be covering some pastimes of each of these disciples. Overall, Ramanujacharya's pastime is very big. We may not be able to cover everything, but at least I am trying to bring out the qualities of these great devotees, so that by hearing their qualities, at least we will develop these qualities to some extent. So, Mahapurna, one day what happened, after some years, he gave the last rites to one Shudra. What happened is, now listen to me carefully. Wait, listen to me. Mahapurna's house, outside, many Brahmanas were standing. They all, you know, they were doing lots of comments against Mahapurna. They said, now we won't associate with Mahapurna. They all went outside. And they were all complaining, they're doing all comments, and they said, we won't associate with Mahapurna because he had, they just neglected him, they rejected him. So then Ramanuja came and he knew that his guru, these gurus, they will not do any act, you know, without any meaning. There will be some purpose behind their activities. They will not do anything just like that. So then he came to Mahapurna and Ramanuja asked, what happened? So he saw that Mahapurna had given the last rites for a Shudra. Now what is the meaning of that? there was a Shudra, last rites. I'll tell you now. There was a Shudra, he expired. He gave up his life. So, when someone gives up his life, you have to perform the rites. Last rites, right? Those rites for a Shudra, Mahapurna performed. So, all got angry. How is this you are doing for a Shudra? Because people were so weak-minded. So, Mahapurna said that this Shudra, why Mahapurna gave this for the Shudra is because he was a very great person. How? He was a servant of Yamunacharya. And in Yamunacharya, when Yamunacharya in his last days, he developed a very serious disease. And this Shudra, he prayed intensely to the Lord. He prayed to Krishna that Yamunacharya is a very great devotee. If he gets disease, he may not be able to preach about Krishna to others, right? If you become sick, how can you preach about Krishna to others? And he, because of him, so many people are becoming devotees. If he gets a disease, then it will become so difficult. So he prayed to Krishna intensely, "Oh my Lord, please give me that disease. Give me that disease of Yamunacharya. Please free Yamunacharya from that disease. Give me that disease." The Shudra prayed to the Lord so intensely and he received that disease. He got that disease of Yamunacharya. And now he died only because of that disease. So Mahapurna, he gave the last rites because he respected that Shudra. He said, "He has taken the prasad of my guru." Are you able to follow?
Yes.
Even the disease, a disciple considers whatever he gets from his guru, it's his prasad. So he, that is why Mahapurna gave the last rites to this Shudra. Understood? So Shri Mahapurna ki.
Yes.